This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We will get some insight on where home prices are headed this year when the Case-Shiller Home Price Index comes out tomorrow. For now, one thing we do know has been driving prices up the past couple of years is more people living alone. It's part of a long-term trend. According to the Census Bureau, in 2020, 27% of people lived alone. In 1940, less than 8% did. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
There are two main reasons the number of people living alone has risen in recent years.
Part of the increase has been simply the fact that we're getting older. And as the older adult population increases, that's a population where there's more single households.
Lisa Sturtevant at real estate listing service Bright MLS says there are also more 20, 30, and 40-somethings living alone because people are marrying later.
While marriage is, of course, a story of love, it's also a financial decision. And so that recession back in 2008 actually pushed back a lot of milestones for millennials, including marriage and childbearing.
And so many have been living alone for longer. In addition to that, Lori Goodman at the Urban Institute says in the last couple of years,
you had a lot of new household formation.
Kids moving out of their parents' homes, people moving out of roommate situations. And she says both these trends have put pressure on the housing market.
Obviously, new household formation needs a place to live. That actually contributed a lot to the increase in home prices.
And the increase in rents, too. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.